Reach the eye.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello again, and yes, PDGA Radio is here with you for another weekly edition of your Disc Golf News. I am your host, Steve Kaczynski. Coming up on this week's broadcast is a recap of the Beaver State Fling National Tour event, where there were some new names near the top of the leaderboards. We'll also run down the latest update to the National Tour season points race, congratulate some of the other winners from around the PDGA Tour, and preview the upcoming disc golf tournament schedule. That's not all, though. We'll also summarize the PDGA's annual Spring Summit meeting, which was held a couple weeks ago in May, and contained all sorts of important information, including the announcement of where several upcoming PDGA major events will be located. Those stories and much more ahead on your one and only PDGA Radio News, this for June 4th, 2010. The 2010 PDGA National Tour was in Estacada, Oregon last week, just outside of Portland, for the Beaver State Fling, where we began to learn about some lesser-known players on the PDGA Tour, first in the men's division, where the eventual winner was a recent law school graduate out of Montana by the name of Christian Dietrich, who was competing in just his fifth sanctioned event of the year. Dietrich, who is ranked 82nd in the latest PDGA World Rankings, held a 5-throw lead entering Sunday's final round over last year's Player of the Year, Nico LaCastro, who did almost everything possible he could to gain the lead, but in the end fell just short to finish in second place, 1-throw behind Dietrich, but 2 throws ahead of both Nate Doss and Brad Williams, who yet turned in another impressive performance for his second straight week. Rounding out the top five were Matt Orem and Eric McCabe, who were tied 7 throws off the lead within a huge 134-person open division. The women's field was also competitive, with Liz Carr holding on for the win by just 1 over the rookie Paige Pierce, coming on strong. Des Redding took 3rd place, 3 throws behind Carr, with Liz Lopez in 4th and Valerie Jenkins in 5th. In the Masters division, it was again Patrick Brown claiming another National Tour victory. He holds off a final round charge by Jay Redding to squeak by with a 1-throw win, as they were both well clear of the other Masters players, as Jonathan Baldwin takes 3rd place, 11 throws off Brown's final score. And finally, in Grandmasters, it was Jeff Fiedler getting the win over Doug Werner and Rob Wilson. A total of 213 players competed in the weekend's pro event at the Beaver State Fling, with the amateurs scheduled to battle the same courses this upcoming weekend of June 5th and 6th. We'll preview the rest of the upcoming PDGA calendar later in this week's edition of PDGA Radio, but first, let's recap the standings for the PDGA National Tour points race and the Woodchuck Cider Dry for the Championship. And Liz Carr's win at the Beaver State Fling has now strengthened her lead in the women's race of the National Tour season point standings, but Valerie Jenkins is only 6 points behind after now having played in her 4th event. Same for Liz Lopez, whose 4th place finish in Oregon has moved her into 3rd place, 20 points off Carr's lead. Melody King, the only other female pro to have played at least 4 of the NTs so far this season, is in 4th place, 50 points behind the lead of Carr. Kerry Berlegar and Des Redding are next, each having played just 3 NTs. That will give them a chance of moving well up the standings if they place highly in their next National Tour appearance, as each player will use their top 4 NT performances from the season to earn points that will be added with the points earned in the major championship events to declare the overall season award winners. A win earns a player the maximum 100 points, with each successive finishing position through the top 40 earning less and less. In the men's race, there was no movement in the first 4 spots, as Ken Climo is still in 1st place, 9 points ahead of Dave Feldberg. Rounding out the top 5 then are Nico LaCastro, who is 17 points back, Nate Doss is 31 behind, and Josh Anthon is in fifth, 47 points behind Climo. But with a more variety of names on the men's leaderboard so far this season, and likely for the rest of the year, 97 total players have earned points so far. It's likely those standings will begin to move around, beginning with the next National Tour event. That will be the Minnesota Majestic, taking place in the Twin Cities of Minnesota, June 25th through the 27th. The rest of the 2010 PDGA National Tour season includes the Brent Hambrick Memorial in Columbus, Ohio, July 10th and 11th, the Vibram Open at Maple Hill, August 13th through the 15th, and the Skylands Classic in Warwick, New York, August 27th through the 29th.
Are you a PDGA member? No benefits of being a PGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Well, we are into the summer months now where the disc golf season really begins to pick up. This weekend, more than 30 sanctioned events on the official PDGA calendar, including the aforementioned amateur-only A-tier in Oregon for their turn at the Beaver State Fling. Other A-tiers this weekend of June 5th and 6th include the River Cities Rumble in Davenport, Iowa, the Aspen Sports Tree Bash Open in Flagstaff, Arizona, the Disc and Dat Bluegrass Open in Kentucky, and the Ultra Glide in the Kamloops and Logan Lake area of British Columbia, Canada. Other international events are in Norway, Denmark, and a pair of them in Sweden. Back in the States, we'll find B-tiers, including the Pennsylvania State Disc Golf Championships, the Waco Charity Open in Texas, Dragon Disc Golf Championships are in Auburn, Maine, the River Park Open is in Utah, Wichita, Kansas hosts the Doodah Open, California hosts their annual Summertime Open event in Sylmar, and also the KOA Pro-Am Jam in Willits. The Oswego Open is in Illinois. Ohio will shoot the breeze in Ostabula. Lilac City Open is in Washington. Michigan has the Firefighters Classic. And the Fox Valley Open is Saturday in my hometown of Appleton, Wisconsin. Running down some of the C-tiers for this weekend again of June 5th and 6th, we find an unofficial Pro Worlds warm-up event in Crown Point, Indiana, the Riverside Open in St. Cloud, Minnesota, the Homer City Championships up in Alaska, Horizons Park Classic in North Carolina, the Badlands Open in North Dakota, Fling with the King is in Mississippi, or check out the Campus Life Classic in Tennessee, as well as several other sanctioned, and I'm sure numerous unsanctioned, disc golf get-togethers to be held all throughout the disc golf world. Check PDGA.com or with your local club or pro shop to find out more details about disc golf leagues, tournaments, or other events coming up in your area of this great and vast disc golf universe. This past long Memorial Day weekend provided many chances for the competitive disc golfer to go out and prove their skills amongst their peers beyond the Beaver State Fling National Tour stop, where Christian Dietrich did just that, earning his first National Tour win just weeks after graduating from the University of Montana's law school. But elsewhere, an A-tier was in Des Moines, Iowa for the First Class Challenge, a former National Tour stop. There, 214 players competed this year, but it was Chris Sprague taking a two-throw win over Adam Olson. and Kayla Visca taking third, three off the lead. Mel Ring took the pro women's title. Rob Strasser won a playoff over Rod Fritz to win a very competitive Masters field. Jason Anderson came down and won a huge advanced division. Clint Evans won another big field in intermediate. And for the advanced women, it was Sarah Nelson winning a playoff over Jamie Sternkey. Spotsylvania, Virginia hosted the Grange Open A-tier after a full week of events there. And it was Michael Johansson winning by two over Mike Moser, Brian Skinner in third. Kelly Boyce will edge Becky Sonheim to win the pro women's division. Brad Hammack cruises to victory in Masters over Al Shaq and John Gregory. And Jim No-Spin Myers wins in Grandmasters. Next, we're in Huntsville, Alabama for the Rocket City Blast. That saw Jackie Logan winning over Jeremy Drake. In Wisconsin, it's John Turlap winning by one over three other players to take the Greater Milwaukee Open. Carla Correa wins for the women. Steve Kindy wins in Masters. And Mike Newhouse plays very well, wins in advanced, but has a score good enough that would have tied for the lead with Turlap in Open. The State Line Classic in Toledo, Ohio goes to Ziggy Berkoven, who wins by two over Jimmy Bates. Coda Hatfield wins relatively easily at the 32nd annual Norman Pro-Am in Oklahoma. Chris Eads wins a B-tier in Arkansas. The AJ Open in Michigan goes to Mike Raley for the pros. Masters goes to Mark Ellis. Josh Taylor wins advanced in a playoff. Spencer Scar wins intermediate in a playoff. And Brad Asherman wins recreational. There were also nearly 20 other C-tiers sanctioned for last weekend. Make sure to check out PDGA.com for the full results from those, as well as complete results from prior week's PDGA tournaments. And stay with us here on PDGA Radio. Your disc golf news is next.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio. Again, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski. A reminder before we go and get into the news segment of this week's broadcast that the week of June 10th through the 13th will be a busy one for the PDGA, with two majors taking place thousands of miles and a vast ocean apart, as Milford, Michigan will host the U.S. Amateur Disc Golf Championships, and the pros are traveling overseas. They will be in the Nasu Highlands of Japan for the prestigious and popular biannual spectacular known as the Japan Open. Now getting into the PDGA radio news portion for the week of June 4th, 2010, we will cover some of the highlights from the recent PDGA Board of Directors meetings, including the annual Spring Summit, which was held at the International Disc Golf Center May 13th and 14th. And there, amongst other items, they announced the locations of several upcoming PDGA major events. And those will be the 2011 PDGA Pro Disc Golf World Championships. They will be in Santa Cruz, California. Also, the 2011 Tim Solinsky U.S. Masters Championship will be in Huntsville, Texas, just north of Houston. The 2011 U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championships will be in Round Rock, Texas, just north of Austin. And the 2012 U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championships will be in Huntsville, but a different Huntsville, Alabama, this time in 2012 for the women. Other items of note include the PDGA is reporting continued financial successes. It's being helped by memberships being up about 15% over last year. Also, sanctioned tournaments up about 5%. Also, the National Tour will likely be undergoing some changes, mostly minor, in 2011 to help create more of a festival and event atmosphere around the tournaments. Also, PDGA Europe will not be forming their own separate entity, at least not in the immediate future. Tournament directors will be having an official manual available for use next year that will hopefully help them run smoother events. Those issues, along with numerous other discussions all related to the sport of disc golf and its growth, can be found for yourself from among the official meeting minutes, which are available from PDGA.com under the PDGA Headquarters tab and then Organizational Documents. But elsewhere, the PDGA website does have a new page and menu item. It's dedicated to the increasingly growing segment of the sport consisting of senior-aged disc golfers. And it will hopefully help provide resources and information that will help promote and get more seniors into the sport. Interested players are also encouraged to communicate with the senior committee on matters that concern senior play, both within and outside of the PDGA. If you have any suggestions for the senior page, contact Senior Committee Chairman Don Dillon. SeniorCommittee@PDGA.com would be his email, or else check out PDGA.com/seniors for more information. It can also be found under the PDGA Tour tab. It's right above the special page devoted to women and disc golf, another fast-growing yet underdeveloped segment of disc golfers. So go ahead, check out those pages as well, as this will wrap things up for this edition of your PDGA Radio News. It was for June 4th, 2010. Until next week, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, as always, wishing everyone safe travels and happy disc golfing memories. For listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.